Richard Branson's space tourism company, Virgin Galactic, announced today it is going public. This would make Virgin Galactic the first space travel company ever to be listed on the stock market. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So Richard Branson is the man, of course, behind Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Records, Virgin everything.
Yep.
But what is the idea for Virgin Galactic?
So Virgin Galactic is one of basically three big companies, all headed by you know, very rich
billionaires
that want to take people into space. Virgin Galactic is Richard Branson, you know, who's Virgin Airlines, Virgin Records. He's a major British entrepreneur, and he has been dreaming about this for a long time. He registered the company in 1999, and he was expecting to have some, you know, an airplane, a spacecraft go into space this year. It may be the end of next year, this year, or next year. But what he's done is he has partnered with this other company, Social Capital Hedosophia, which is basically, they call them blank check companies. They're in, they're companies listed on the stock exchange that invest in non-public companies. So now Virgin Galactic is in a position to raise money from investors in the same way that Jeff Bezos's Blue Horizons can, or Elon Musk can. So that's what the issue is here. It puts Richard Branson into the game of being able to raise money on the stock market to accelerate his plans.
But accelerate his plans to, at what point are we going to start seeing people get on these things, whether it's Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin or SpaceX, and actually start going into space on a regular basis?
Well, the best guess is somewhere between 1 and 5 years, right? A lot of them have still put end of 2019, beginning of 2020 as the date in which someone will get on a craft run by one of these companies and go into space. Now, that someone is not likely a tourist. It is a test pilot or something like that. As you know, Spaceship Two, which is Virgin Galactic's spacecraft that used to be, crashed on a test flight in 2014, killed the co-pilot, seriously injured the pilot. So they have to get past that. But they are very aggressively pursuing it, and very aggressively pursuing things that go past deadline means you need lots of money. So when you go into public markets, it means you and I can invest in these companies, and that's how they raise more. But somewhere between 1 and 5 years, you will start to see the first tourist on those planes. By the way, Richard Branson says he'll be the first non-pilot, non-crew on one of those planes.
Okay, but how tolerant are investors going to be of that kind of risk if there is an accident? I mean, I just think of what just happened with the 737 MAX and all the trouble that Boeing has had as a result. People are going to be scared maybe to invest in a company if there could be an accident like that.
Yeah, and so what they will tell you, and this is the conversation I had with Virgin Galactic after that 2014 crash, is that this is how airplanes got developed, right? There were crashes in the beginning, generally speaking. They don't hope for them, but they hope that when they happen, they're with crew and not passengers. But ultimately, there were things wrong with the 747. There were things wrong with all of these planes. They're going to have to overcome that. But if and when it works, and ultimately technology being what it is, it will work, will regular people get a piece of the action, or is this just a game for billionaires? So basically, this is part of what Richard Branson is saying, is that regular people can get a piece of the action. Mm-hmm. Whether that's wise or not, Jeremy, is a different topic, whether you should be investing in these companies, but the idea is you'll be able to.
And we haven't even talked about the environmental impacts of all this, which is its whole segment all by itself,
that's
to have
right.
these rockets going up. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks as always.
My pleasure.